Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 35 to close at 20,054. S&P 500 up 1 at 2,294. NASDAQ Composite up 8 at 5,682. It's a record high close again for the NASDAQ Composite. Russell 2000 small and mid caps down 2 at 1,358. Yield on the 10-year Treasury note down 4 basis points, 2.35%. Oil up 19 cents at $52.97 per barrel. Gold up $8.10 at $1,242.50 per ounce. The NASDAQ Composite posted its 12th all-time high for 2017. The American Petroleum Institute reported crude supplies rose by 14.2 million barrels last week, undermining OPEC's efforts to rebalance global markets. The Energy Information Administration said that the U.S. will pump the most crude next year since 1970 as OPEC cuts lift prices and benefit domestic producers. And in its weekly report this morning, the EIA reported a larger-than-expected increase in crude oil supplies, confirming the American Petroleum Institute report from yesterday afternoon. This was the EIA's fifth weekly rise in a row and the second biggest on record based on EIA data going back to 1982. Crude inventories climbed by 13.8 million barrels in domestic crude oil supplies for the week ended February 3rd. Weekly crude stockpiles haven't climbed by this much since the week ended October 28th. Crude oil prices reversed an earlier loss and eked out a gain on the day. Go figure. Best guess is that the report also showed gasoline supplies fell by 900,000 barrels. Sorry, but that's the best excuse I can come up with. Intel will invest $7 billion to build a new chip factory in Arizona. Brian Krzanich, the CEO of Intel, says that tax cuts and deregulatory policies pushed by President Trump prompted the company to move forward with its plans to complete the Fab 42 plant. The completion of Fab 42 in 3 to 4 years will directly create approximately 3,000 high-tech, high-wage Intel jobs for process engineers, equipment technicians, and facilities support engineers and technicians who will work at the site. Combined with the indirect impact on businesses that will help support the factory's operations, Fab 42 is expected to create more than 10,000 total long-term jobs in Arizona. The 7-nanometer semiconductor manufacturing process targeted for Fab 42 will be the most advanced semiconductor process technology used in the world, according to Intel. Japanese display maker Sharp Corp may start building a $7 billion plant in the U.S. in the first half of 2017, taking the lead on a project initially outlined by its Taiwanese parent Foxconn. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe scheduled to meet President Trump in Florida this weekend. Abe will reportedly unveil a package of investments to create as many as 700,000 U.S. jobs. The investment will be by a Japanese consortium that will include manufacturing equipment makers. Britain's House of Commons gave its final approval today to a bill authorizing the government to start exit talks with the European Union, despite fears by opposition lawmakers that the UK is setting out on the rocky path to Brexit with a sketchy roadmap. The bill now goes to the House of Lords, which has the power to delay but not derail the legislation. It should become law within weeks. Volkswagen has launched a U.S. subsidiary designed to oversee $2 billion in investments to promote zero-emission vehicles. This is a commitment the German automaker made in the wake of Dieselgate. The Electrify America unit will open more than 500 EV charging stations as it works toward building out a national network VW will also launch a Green City initiative in a yet-to-be-identified California city to pilot future concepts. According to a court filing, Takata will plead guilty February 27th to a single felony count of wire fraud to resolve a Department of Justice investigation into ruptures in its airbag inflators linked to at least 16 deaths worldwide. Last month, the auto parts firm agreed to the guilty plea as part of a $1 billion settlement in the world's largest ever recall. Time Warner reported higher-than-expected fourth-quarter results, largely due to box office hits such as the Harry Potter spinoff Fantastic Beasts. Time Warner reported an 11.5% rise in quarterly revenue and said the planned $84 billion merger with AT&T remained on track to close later this year. Swiss pesticides and seeds group Syngenta pushed back the expected closure of its agreed $43 billion takeover by ChemChina to the second quarter of 2017, but said it was making progress in winning regulatory approval for the deal. Humana earned an adjusted $2.09 per share for its latest quarter. While revenue was below projections, Humana said that it added members to its Medicare Advantage business and that it would give an update on its transaction to be bought by Aetna by February 16th. That deal was blocked in a court ruling last month. Allergan earned an adjusted $3.90 per share for its latest quarter, beating estimates of $3.76 per share. Revenue also came in above forecast on increased sales of Botox. Shares of Microchip Technology are up, continuing last night's gains after the chip maker beat fiscal third quarter expectations and top consensus as well. Shares of Panera Bread surging to a record high and the biggest one-day move in almost 2 years after the company gave an upbeat forecast and said technology investments at its restaurants were paying off. Whole Foods Markets reported revenues and comparable sales that fell short of Wall Street expectations. Whole Foods also lowered full-year sales and earnings guidance in the wake of the weak results. Alaska Air, fifth-largest U.S. air carrier, beat estimates by 16 cents per share, with adjusted quarterly profit of $1.56 per share. Revenue beat forecast. The company also increased its quarterly dividend. Bank of America is opening robo-branches. The bank has opened 3 automated branches over the past month and has plans to roll out more over the next year. Customers can use ATMs and have video conferences with employees at other offices. B of A is set to open 50 to 60 new branches over the next year, but will also be closing some in certain markets, so they will not represent a net increase. At its height back in 2000, the U.S. cash equities trading desk at Goldman Sachs New York headquarters employed 600 traders buying, selling stock on the orders of the investment bank's large clients. Today, there are just 2 equity traders left. Automated trading programs have taken over the rest of the work, supported by some 200 computer engineers. The experience of its New York traders is just one early example of a transformation of Goldman Sachs and increasingly other Wall Street firms that began with the rise in computerized trading but has accelerated over the past 5 years, moving into more fields of finance that humans once dominated. Some areas of trading, like currencies and even parts of business lines like investment banking, are moving in the same automated direction that equities have already traveled. Today, nearly 45% of trading is done electronically, according to Coalition, a UK firm that tracks the industry. Complex trading algorithms, some with machine learning capabilities, first replaced trades where the price of what's being sold was easy to determine on the market, including the stocks traded by Goldman's old 600. Now, areas of trading like currencies and futures, which are not traded on a stock exchange like the New York Stock Exchange, coming in for more automation as well. To execute these trades, algorithms are being designed to emulate as closely as possible what a human trader would do. Goldman Sachs has already begun to automate currency trading and has found consistently that four traders can be replaced by one computer engineer. Some 9,000 people, about one-third of Goldman's staff, are now computer engineers. Goldman's new consumer lending platform, Marcus, aimed at consolidation of credit card balances, is entirely run by software, no human intervention. Next will be the automation of investment banking task, work that traditionally has been focused on human skills like salesmanship and building relationships. Though those rainmakers won't be replaced entirely, Goldman has already mapped 146 distinct steps taken in any initial public offering of stock, and many can and will be automated. Reducing the number of investment bankers would be a great cost savings for the firm. Investment bankers working on corporate mergers and acquisitions at large banks like Goldman make, on average, $700,000 a year, according to Coalition, and in a good year, they can earn far more. Dow Jones Industrial Average today down 35 to close at 20,054. The S&P 500 Index up 1 at 2,294, pushing at 2,300. NASDAQ Composite up 8 at 5,682. It's a record high close for the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 down 2 at 1,358. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com for live streaming and archived audio. The daily blog is eatthebankers.com. That's eatthebankers.com.